Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Jesse Rich. Honored, delighted, glad you tuned in today. Let's turn our Bibles over to Philippians, and we're reading here scripture about God's Word and what God's Word will do for us. Now, here in Philippians, the scripture says here in chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And just make that a personal pronoun when you speak it out your mouth. Every day of your life, just make scriptures, make confessions like that based on God's Word. And the more you do that, the more you see yourself doing all things through Christ. Sometimes you have the tendency to see yourself, in a negative situation. Now, what God did is He gave us His Word so we could think in line with His Word. They're called exceedingly great and precious promises. And just taking verses like that, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His rich glory by Christ Jesus. And just and what you're doing is you're building up scriptures in your heart and your mind as a library to use to withdraw those. And by digging those back up, I'm meditating. I'm thinking now, in other words, when something comes up, first thing we want to think about is what does the Word say about this? And we need to learn to practice that. Teach yourselves to do that. And you may be in face of an impossible situation with doctors or finances or anything like that, in natural. But thank God we've got God. Amen. And the Lord said that we can do all things through Christ, which gives us the strength. So in the midst of your inabilities, and you don't have the talent or ability someone else has, you've got, as a believer, you've got the Spirit of God inside you. And He's going to help you to live an overcoming life. We're more than conquerors. He gave us victory. You remember there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says, but thanks be to God, which give us up the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, now thanks be to God, which always causes triumph in Christ. And Romans chapter 8, we're more than conquerors. Now here, let's go over here and read a testimony here we have here in Romans chapter 4. Now the scripture teaches here about how Abraham believed God and got this miracle child. And we'll start here in this verse 17. As is written, I have made thee the father of many nations, before him whom believe, even God, who quickened the dead. Now how does God do this? And calleth those things which be not as though they were. Well, God creates by speaking words. The worlds were created by the Word of God. In Hebrews 11, verse 3. And our personal world, I mean, this is how we came in the kingdom of God, wasn't it? Is with our mouth and heart. Remember Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10? It said, thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth righteous, and with the mouth confession made salvation. Now, I had that most difficult time getting born again because I didn't know any scripture. And I prayed what we'd call the sinner's prayer. And, and then the thought would come to me later on, you're not saved because look what you've done wrong. And so what I tried to do is confess all the sins that I've ever done that I could think of. Well, first of all, I couldn't think of all the ones I did. And we're not born again by confessing our sins. We're born again or saved by confessing Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through verse 11? Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ, the Lord, the glory of God the Father. Well, if you grew up in church or religion, that sounds almost far-fetched. But anyway, that's how we come to the kingdom of God. Now, we operate in this world, in God's kingdom, that way with our mouth and with our heart. So now here in Romans 4:17, the scripture says here, as is written, I have made thee the father of a nation before him believing God, who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. So even God does this. He speaks of things that don't exist as though they do exist. So what we're going to do as believers, we're going to find out from God's Word what He promised and what belongs to us. And you remember in 1 Peter 2:24, He said, who His own self bare our sins, His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. See, not going to get healed someday? We've already been healed. So we need to take promises like that, Matthew 8:17, and focus on them and speak them out of our mouth and meditate on them until we begin to see ourselves the way the Word says we are. Now, the Scripture goes on and says here in this Romans chapter 4, now verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he, Abraham, might become the father of a nation according to that was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So that's the promise Abraham had, those five words, so shall thy seed be. Now, when it comes to healing, we've got by whose stripes ye were healed. So we got 6 words. But these promises belong to us. If he just had one word, like Peter had, the word come. Step out of the boat, you know. Now, verse 19 says, and being not weak in faith, he, Abraham, considered not his own body now dead, but is about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So they couldn't produce children in the natural. There's no hope to have children. So what did Abraham do? He staggered not the promise of God through unbelief. So you'd be tempted to stagger at it, wonder at it. Staggering is wondering. You know, you're fully convinced one day and doubting the next day. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he got a promise, he, God, was able to perform. Now, how did Abraham and Sarah get this miracle? Well, they focused on what God said. Boy, this isn't easy on the flesh or the mind, because the mind wants to worry about it real bad. And flesh wants to, you know, it wants to just not do any more than it has to do. So as believers, what we need to do is learn to put our spirit man first and dominate our flesh and dominate our mind. I mean, some of this stuff's like, you know, most of like plucking out an eye and cutting off a hand, isn't it, to the flesh. Flesh doesn't want to read promises. Flesh doesn't want to do anything it doesn't want to do. You ever fast? I think it's when I first began to realize I had flesh. Made that consecration, dedication to God that I'm going to go without food for, you know, X amount of time. Hadn't been born again too long and stepped out in faith, heard about fasting. Praise the Lord. And just going to drink water. So I just, no time into it, it seemed like. My mind started thinking about food I could get. Maybe, you know, I could just put something in the blender, make something liquid, drink it. On and on and on. Well, now see, now flesh, it wasn't in agreement with the fast. And my mind and flesh, I noticed it'd team up on what I had in my heart. So see, the battle was raging. Now, that's just one area, right? I mean, you'd be tithing, and then your mind thinks about the bills you got coming up or that you owe, and on and on and on. Well, the rest of our Christian lives, see, our flesh, our minds, our souls, they're not new creatures in Christ. They're not born again. So what we have to do is learn to crucify the flesh in Jesus' name and just keep focused on the Word. Now, see, your mind, again, wants something to think about. So what we want to do is get promises and give it to our mind to think about. So as you're laying in bed at night, you know, you're trying to fall asleep. Maybe you can't sleep. Well, take a verse of Scripture and just keep saying it to yourself over and over again. Keep replaying it back. If you can, just keep saying it to yourself. If not, just keep thinking it to yourself over and over again. Start at the beginning. Like, again, 1 Peter 2:24. You could just keep saying over and over again, who his own self bear my sins, his own body and tree, that we being dead to sins should live in righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And just do that till you fell asleep. Or maybe you're faced with some financial situation. Well, you can take Scripture, again, like Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all my need according to the rich glory of Christ Jesus. But my God shall supply all my need according to the rich glory of Christ Jesus. Now, you're not trying to convince God of it. What you're trying to do is convince yourself of it. And many times, the mind wasn't fully convinced yet, and the heart wasn't either. Because, you know, we've been taught all our life that God knows what's best, and he'll give you what he wants to give you. If he doesn't want you to have it, he won't give it to you, and on and on and on. So then you got born again, started hearing the Word, and now you realize that there's many promises in God's Word that you never knew about. I mean, I didn't know about any of them when I got saved, but nevertheless. So everything was new to me. And the devil's going to do all he can to get you not to believe the Word. He'll bring up anything he can. People that didn't receive from God, people that didn't get their blessing, and on and on. And what about them? Now, you got to be able to resist those thoughts. And you're going to resist it by speaking the Word out your mouth, just like Jesus did. When the devil talked to Jesus, Jesus would say, it is written, and then quote a verse of Scripture. See, the devil's not going to come and say, I'm the devil, I'm here today to steal, kill, and destroy off you. He's going to come in through deception. He's got to get you thinking that it isn't going to happen this time, whatever the Word's promised. You're not going to come through this time. I mean, you got your money last time, but that was just because some people felt sorry for you and they gave you some money. Or that was just because that was the time that they gave the Christian bonus, Christmas bonus for the Christian, amen? I was working for a company one time and hadn't been saved too long, and I made some financial commitments, some Christian organization for them that they're known for, you know, giving out Bibles. And I wanted to sponsor the Bibles. So I'm working for a place and make minimum wage. And I stepped out in faith and claimed $560. That would get by at that time, it'd buy 1,000 little New Testaments. And so the time came and went, and I didn't have the money. Well, you see now, this is a real battle here. And I'm just getting minimum wage. I mean, there's no way in the world that in the natural this is going to come up. But one day the supervisor came around and wanted everybody to meet at the parking lot. And so the employees went to the parking lot and met. And he had these envelopes with checks in them. And he passed them out. Everybody called their name, and handed it to you. He said, now, you can open them all right now. You all got the same amount, in case there was any gossip going on. And the company just chose to do this. Apparently he didn't know why, but they wanted you to have this. And open up, the check was for $560. Well, God, he came through supernaturally to help me get that money. Now, those other people, they got the blessing went along with it. So I got my Bible money. Well, I see now that the next time a financial thing came up, the thought came to me, now, you don't work for that company anymore, and there's no one to give you a bonus. Well, see, in the natural, that may have been true. It definitely was true that I didn't work for the company anymore. And so you're not going to get the money this time, whatever it be. It could be the light bill, So the electric bill there, or some utility or rent or whatever. Well, now, see, now, you got it for the other time, but you're not getting it this time. Now, what did I need to do? I need to say, I say, now resist that in Jesus' name. God's my source, and he's taking care of me. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. And I thank God I got the money in Jesus' name. Satan, you can't keep the money from coming to me that I've claimed in the name of Jesus. Well, see, now, what am I doing? Well, I'm making myself go back to what the Word said. True and the natural, I didn't work for that company, and the place I worked at may not never give out bonuses again. I had no idea that was going to happen when I got the bonus that time, or whatever it was for. But nevertheless, you see, it helps my mind to think on what the Word says. Now, my mind's just like your mind. It wants to think on something else. And my flesh and feelings are just like your flesh and feelings. So I used to think ministers were different than anybody else. Well, they are anointed for their ministry, whatever God called them to preach and teach, and we're to preach the Word. But personally, they got to believe God just like you do. The same devil goes after them, comes after you. The same doubt that comes to you, unbelief, fear, worry, comes to ministers also, no matter who the minister is. Now, what we're to do as believers is resist it in Jesus' name. How are we going to do that? By saying, that's not my thought in Jesus' name. I cast down. It's written, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it captivity, being to Christ. And I take authority of that in Jesus' name. That's not my thought. The Bible says, by his straps I'm healed, so therefore by his straps I'm healed. The Bible says, but my God shall supply all my need, according to rich glory by Christ Jesus, therefore I've got it in Jesus' name. And see, something may have spectacular or supernatural, or just may, trickle in on you. But God's the source. And what we need to do is just keep focused on him and remind ourselves, this is what he said. It was him that said that by his straps we're healed. It was God that said he'd supply all our needs. It's the Lord that said, the Lord is our shepherd, we should not want. And it's for this life. Right now is where we need God. Faced with the financial situations that we're faced with. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I pray for my just listener right now in Jesus' name. Satan, I take authority of you, the ones brought doubt and unbelief and double-minded to them. And I command that to go in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you, Lord, that their need is met in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the supernatural provision that you made through Jesus Christ, purchased all for us and freely given it to us. So we thank you, Lord, they receive it, their healing, their deliverance, loved ones come to the family of God, and every single one of their needs are met in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a prayer request additional to this or something else, contact our ministry at jesserichministries.com. If you don't have some of our scripture sheets we have, you can get those on our website at jesserichministries.com. And check out our itinerary page so you can come to the service to get built up in God's Word. And keep feeding on the radio program every day. It's going to help you grow and develop spiritually at the same time, feed your faith to keep your mind renewed to the Word of God. God has been so good to us. He gave us all these exceeding great and precious promises, and we need to learn what they are and always remind ourselves what the Word says. Again, remember, when anything comes up, the first thing we need to think about is train ourselves to think, what does the Word say about this? Instead of just yielding to the worry and the doubt and unbelief and getting angry and frustrated and fearful and depressed, wait a minute. God's got a promise that covers this. And thank God you know the name of Jesus covers it, because his name's above every name. So use the name of Jesus against the problem. Till next time, this is Pastor Jesse Rich Mind. I want to encourage you. You keep speaking God's word. Remember, Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.